Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting second. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. McCraw scores. Berry moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Alomar moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Voss steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Voss moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Voss scores. Wagner moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Smith moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-1 in the game. Carlos is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-2 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss moves to third. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradford tags and scores. McCraw tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Josephson bunts and there's an error on the play. McCraw scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. Josephson moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Josephson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stevenson, and towards Petrocelli, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Berry attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now playing shortstop. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Josephson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 3 in the game. Carlos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Carlos moves to third. Cullen moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Smith reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Jerry Stevenson. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaHude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.